Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hello, hello, hello. I wonder if we can get Mike Williams to sit down. Good morning, Mike. Welcome. Glad to have you with us today. All righty. And that guy, too, kind of like maybe as long as he brings Cheryl, you're okay. So, all right. Zachary, do you mind coming up here for a minute? Zachary Bethel, give him a hand. Not only has he been here three times in a row, but more importantly, he has accepted Christ as his Savior. Based on your faith in Jesus as your Savior, we welcome you as part of our church family. So in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all of the others. You belong to us now.
I'm so excited.
Don't you forget it. The official Church of God handshake. All right. Thank you, Zachary. And we're working on the other Zachary. He hasn't been here three times in a row yet. But he's got some ideas about that video stuff back there, so that's exciting. Right, Zach? Cool beans. His grandma's all excited. His grandpa's not too sure. Uh-oh, there he is, Corbin. Come here, Corbin. I gotta have this. Come here, Corbin. Come here. Let's do it right. Right on, Corbin. Corbin, I gotta tell on you. Rosie and Jordan know what I'm gonna say. Back when the teen center was going here, and Corbin would get off the bus, he'd head straight for the mailbox, check the mail, and then pull the flag up. So we're never too sure if about the status of the mailbox. But we miss that, Corbin. Glad to have Corbin with us today. And Jordan, well, no, Rosie. We're glad to have Rosie with us. And he will just tolerate Jordan. So let's see. This is June the 13th, July the 24th. How many days is that now? You're not counting. Boy, last Sunday, Jordan just was like that. We're not announcing it yet, but they're going to have a wedding in July. So when it gets closer, we'll let you. Yeah. The church is invited, by the way. July 24th, that's a Saturday at 4 o'clock up at the Pondere Events Center. Yes. Okay. Okay, we've got Zach and Carol Blair right there. Carol, raise your hand. She used to sit back there with the Valley Vista guys, but since they're no longer here, we're glad to have Carol with us again today. And Talia, hi. Hi, sorry, slipping up on your name. And Riker is with us today as well. Boy, we just got all sorts of special people, and then we get to these people, and it's like, okay. Who's got a colored bulletin insert this morning? Come on. Huh? Oh, Kathy, are you serious? Huh? Double check it, would you? Double check it. Okay, I see it. Okay. She's not lying. Kathy, and who else? I saw another hand. Whoa. Let me see. Okay. Tom and Kathy, give them a hand. We love and appreciate you both. Okay, so let's see what we got for upcoming, shall we? Pastor Hollis, installation service today, right here, same spot, 2 o'clock. It's going to be exciting and fun at the same time. Can you have fun in an installation service? Watch us. Okay, you don't want to miss it. Invite your family and friends if you haven't already. So 2 o'clock back here. And then Wednesday Bible study, we're at John 6:25. We made a little progress last week. It's great. Join us. Thursday night council meeting. I have a confession. That bulletin person guy who's going to be replaced soon did not get that announcement in the bulletin. Someone else pointed that out to me already. So anyway, the church council meeting is on for Thursday, 6 o'clock, planning on it. And next Sunday, I'll be sharing a special Father's Day message. You don't want to come because you'll cry. Well, I'll be crying. I don't know about you, but I'll be crying. So Okay, and then I don't know. Ask Shaney. She's Shaney. Can you go back?
So please bring your baby bottles.
Oh yeah, sorry, yes. Baby bottles. But it's not too late for someone to still take the last one, because they'll take them whenever. Okay, so bring them back next week, by next week. Yes, okay. Please, thank you. And yes, in 2 weeks, our final Sunday, PJ 7Ps. Be thinking about that. See what you can come up with as far as appropriate Ps. Okay? Food and Fellowship, our monthly Food and Fellowship fair to follow with June birthdays and anniversaries. Okay? And from your bulletin, scripture from 1 John 4 says, "This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." Yes? And if we receive his love, it's a whole lot easier to do than trying to work at it, to work to love some people. Yes. All right, let's pray. Brian. Hi, Brian. It's good to see you, Brian. Well, we can pray now. Brian's here. Father, we love you. Thank you for your love. Thank you, as always, for the freedom to come into your house today with rejoicing, as always. And, Lord, we're thankful for who you are and the love that you have for us that we can share together. We pray that that love will be very real today as your Spirit fills this place and each heart and mind. Thank you for Brother Hollis. Pray your blessing on him as he shares with us what you've laid on his heart. And to help us, Lord, to just honor and glorify you in this time, in this place. We give you praise for it in your Son's name. Amen. Or anyone else want to bring up some more? Okay. Well, I don't know. He's back there playing around. I don't know if he's going to preach today or not. You are? Okay. Right on. So, yes, Brother Hollis, yes. We love and appreciate you, and open our hearts to what God has told you to share with us. And I think, is that mine?
Yes, sir, I think it is.
Thank you.
Put this back in here. This has no use. Good morning, everyone. I have a confession. Confession's good for the soul, they say. Yeah, but hard on the ego. Good for the soul, hard on the ego. I, for the last 2.5 weeks, probably have worked harder than I've ever worked to put a sermon together. To prove that I deserve this in this church, that just because Brother John's retired doesn't mean it's the end of the world. And I thought I had it so right. And I was going over it one more time this morning at about 7:30. And God told me to throw it in the garbage and trust my heart in him this morning. He said, "Son, I didn't pick you for your intellects."
Thank God.
Thank God. God is good all the time.
Amen.
So we are using the same scriptures, but we're going to do something a little different this morning, I think. Right. So we'll just let the Osbornes go ahead and read our scripture for us.
Scripture is titled, "The Vine and the Branches." "I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he purges so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you.
This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Brother John has been one saving grace in my life. Where others has always come into my life and saw the flaws in me, Brother John has been gracious enough to always search for the Christ in me. And I'm entirely grateful for that, because my flaws have the ability to overflow. You know, I am a sinner. I am Paul. I've wondered many times how the ones that knew Christ must have felt when, of all people, Paul became in their presence. I would have been scared. I don't care what Paul's saying. I know Paul killed Christians, and this is just another one of his scheme. So that's why Paul has always been dear to my heart. And I also believe that Paul struggled with the sin which is in him to the day that they killed him and beheaded him, the daily reprieve of seeking Christ in that. So I'm no saint. I am not what the established, probably organized, religious and Bible scholars would choose. But Christ had a way of going about choosing those that no one else would choose. I have another confession. When Brother John came to me and took me to lunch and explained to me why he thought I needed to take this church over and would I do it, I said yes, because I saw the sincerity in his eyes. But quite honestly, I didn't want this church. And I prayed to God to pass this cup from me. And I told myself that, you know, once it gets to the church council, they'll vote it down and it'll be a natural death. And then once it gets in front of the church body, they'll vote it down and it'll be a natural death. And when it comes to my credentials, they'll find some reason not to give them to me, and then they'll die a natural death. And that's not saying anything about the people in this church. It's not about that. Only a crazy man would want to take over where 50 years of Pomeroy's had been. But I just kept praying, God, your will be done, not mine, like my Savior did in the garden. But if you can see any way to pass this cup from me and send me somewhere else, I'll do whatever you want, Lord. But he didn't, and he hadn't. At 2 o'clock today, they install me or whatever they do. I'm just along for the ride, and I'm grateful that God is doing whatever he's doing. I'm going to be a pastor of this church that's going to try to reach every sinner outside them doors that we can. Friday evening, I was at the funeral home. 21-year-old young man, completely blowed his face off. And after they worked on him and fixed him, he still was a sight that would make you sick to your stomach. And as I look at that young man, I ask myself the question, Lord, us Christians, where were we at when he needed us? Were we in church on Sunday, comfortable in you? Being comfortable in Christ is a hideous thing. Being on fire for Christ is what's important. Amen. I believe that being comfortable in my self-righteousness in Christ, once I've got here, will maybe send more Christians to hell than anything outside the church. I've got mine, you get yours. That is not Christian mentality. You know, and when I start looking at you for the reasons why you are unworthy of God's grace, and you are unworthy for his calling for your life, I am not removing you from the vine. I am removing me from the vine. I will end up being the branch that's picked up and threw in the fire to be burned. And God will take on you to do whatever God wants to with you. Because he is the master gardener. And just because you don't do it the way I think you should do it, and just because you don't sound the way that I think you should sound, and just because you don't sit on the side of the church that I think you should sit on the side of the church, does not mean that you are not worthy of God's grace if he chooses to give it to you. And that's the only thing that makes us worthy is that he chose to let his son die on the cross for us. We can't earn it. We can't build our own self-righteousness up to the point where we are equal with God. It's his grace and his grace at all that saves me on a daily basis. And on any given day, I can reject that grace. On any given day, I can do it in I don't want a part of God anymore, or I can do it that I decide that I would rather find out why Wayne has no value in God and step away from God. And Wayne will stay right there in God, and I will be that creature that's away. It's my responsibility to love you as God has loved me, as Christ has loved me. He didn't say that was a choice. He said, that's my commandment. If you want to claim to be a Christian. See, I can find many reasons to start looking for the difference instead of the similarities. I can find many reasons why we can't make this work based on who I think you are. And the real proof of the matter is Satan's there working his rear end off. Is what he's doing. Because see, he wants us all to forget my daddy's saying. He wants us all to bust hell wide open. And if he can do that with hatred in the name of righteousness, you know, and Christians have a tendency to do that sometimes. They'll be bitter and resentful, but they'll put it in list it as I'm being righteous, you know. They'll do that sometimes because we're human. Paul said sin is in here. The sin that's going to get me is not out there in the world. It's in here. It's that sin that makes me have a hard heart towards my brother in Christ. I have to remain in you unconditionally to remain in Christ unconditionally. It's my responsibility to find the God in you and then support that God to prosper. It's my responsibility as a Christian to do that. To find that God in you and support that God in you. There's no one that I cannot find something wrong with if I seek that. No one. This book tells me right here that everyone has fell short of the glory of God in their own work. So as we move forward from here on this day, I make a commitment to this church that I will not try to find what's wrong with you as a pastor, but what is right with you in God, and try to feed that child in you. And all I ask in return is do the same for me. Thank you. I love you. God bless you.
Well, Hollis, I believe it's confirmed that you listened to the Lord this morning. And what you shared from your heart is from God. Loving God, loving each other, that's what it's all about. That's going to grow in your experience under that kind of love. You said one thing that I just want to highlight, which is part of it, which we're going to highlight this afternoon. Being on fire for Christ is what's important. That's going to be the main theme of your installation, inspiration service. So anyway, are you feeling the love? Good. So let's stand and celebrate that and acclaim loving God, loving each other is where it's at. As always, the altar is open here if you desire to pray here.
table to listen to his words, his secret plan before he had to go. It's not complicated.
Father, so much for your love. Thank you that you first loved us. You made all this possible. Thank you for freely sharing your love, freely sharing your one and only Son, that we might be able to experience that love as you offer it to us through him. Thank you that as we open our hearts to you, we are flooded with that love. We are overwhelmed. Sometimes we don't know what to do with it or how to handle it properly. But you're patient with us, loving, kind, forgiving, all of that. Thank you for a clear word from your word this morning through your servant, for the loving words that were expressed, that we receive, and that we offer back to each other. Thank you, Lord, that we can experience in deeper ways your love as we share it together and as we offer it to others. It's multiplied in that way. What an awesome privilege it is to be your children, to be part of your family, and to share that love. And it just gets better and better as time goes on. And so we claim that for this church family and the new love experiences they will share in the years ahead. Thank you, Father, that we can have the assurance that this will be a forever experience that you've made possible through your Son who's conquered death and reigns now, and we reign with him as we share that love. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and your goodness in answering our prayers. The number that are here today that we've been missing and that you've healed and brought to us. Thank you, Lord, for that. We continue to lift up Sue to you. Thank you for her healing in progress. And we thank you as well for Mike and Beth Ann, and for, even though she's not with us this morning, for Dee and the progress she's continuing to make. Thank you, Lord, that you're with Sherry as she goes through what she's going through and needing to complete. And we just claim your faithfulness ahead of time for helping her through this to that complete healing that she looks forward to. We pray, we lift up Jimbo to you and his back issues, along with his cousins and that whole family, the Byers backs. Lord, we pray your special touch in each one of them. Thank you for the ones that can be with us today. We lift up Don's son, Pat, to you in the pancreatic tests he's going to be undergoing. And we ask that you would not only bring healing to him physically, but use this challenge he's going through to draw him closer to yourself. Help him to look to you for what he needs. Bless Dawn in her care for him, and encouragement and support. And we also continue to lift up those to you that are away from you. My brother Chiz, Tom's sister Diane, others that you are well aware of that don't always get mentioned, but you know. And so with deep hearts of gratitude, we just entrust all these praises and petitions to you. Thank you that you are listening. We'll continue to listen as others express their own.